When you look back on your career, what are the things you're most proud of?
Having a great staff that were honest with me, one. Delivering over 4,000 babies and having a great medical staff. Number three, having a great family. Probably that should go first rather than third. I don't think any of the accomplishments are much. I mean, we didn't stop the bleeding. There's nothing you can do in Washington with one man that's going to fix it. Unless you have a revolution in this country that sends people who are not politicians to Washington. And then you'll fix it.
And there is that attitude right now, whether it's like Trump or even Bernie Sanders. He has that young crowd.
Well, he has the young crowd because he's a socialist Marxist that says, I'm going to give everything to you for free. And the banks are bad because they have money and you don't. So therefore, we're going to take it from the banks and give it to you.
But we're sensing maybe because of this campaign, more of an unrest out there than maybe we thought.
It's been there.
But now it's public. Everybody knows about it.
If you've been traveling around, you would have known about it. I'm not surprised at all. I'm actually helping generate some of it.
Right now, we're talking about Hillary Clinton for the Democrat, and we don't know if the rest of the country is feeling an unrest as the Republican voters have in the primary. If the whole country is like this, then Donald Trump is a shoo-in.
Well, I don't doubt that Donald Trump can win.
Because of this unrest that we're talking about. And they don't care what he has said. They feel that he says he's going to be this kind of person.
Yeah. In spite of how he treats people.
Let me ask you about 9/11, September 11th, 2001, when the attack was on our country by Al-Qaeda, crashing planes in the upper floors of the North and South Towers of the World Trade Center, third plane into the Pentagon in Arlington, and the fourth crashes in a field in western Pennsylvania. Where were you? And what were your thoughts when that was happening?
I was in Colorado, watching it on TV. It's an intelligence failure.
Intelligence failure?
Mm-hmm. It was.
How? We should have known this was going to happen?
Yeah.
Or we did know it and didn't know anything about it?
No, I just would tell you it's an intelligence failure.
We failed to pick up on it.
Well, there's lots of signs. If you read the 9/11 report, just go read it. All the things that were missed.
Now, today, the whole world is under attack by ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Terrorist attacks recently in Belgium, Paris, and all. We hear some say, maybe even including the president, that we're going to stop terrorism. Do you think that's possible?
No, but I think you can contain it. I'll just refer you, I can't quote it, back to what Churchill said about radical Islam. Just go look it up. It's a heck of a quote. But we're seeing it live out what he predicted.
Don't you think it's something that we'll just, contain it, but we'll never eradicate it?
Not until the radicalism of the mosques teach something different than what they're teaching.
The mosques are teaching radicalism.
Mm-hmm.
In America?
Again, I can't go into I was on the Intelligence Committee. I can't answer questions.
And I was going to ask you that, being on the Intelligence Committee, is that almost frightening to know really what is happening and cannot be shared with the general public? If the general public knew what you knew on the Intelligence Committee, would it frighten people?
No, I don't think so. I think it'd make them proud. I mean, all these people will never be recognized by Americans for what they did, their sacrifices they've made, the risks they've taken. And I'm talking thousands that are around the world, Americans that are doing their jobs, protecting this country. You'll never hear about them. They'll never be written up. It'll never be in their obituary. I mean, you'll just never know. But they do heroic deeds every day.
In defense of our country.
In defense of our country. And that's not to put down our military. I'm just talking of our operatives.
Did you almost say something there about mosques that you knew from the Senate?
No, I'm not going to answer that either.
So you still have information that cannot be shared.
I do.
That is still relevant information to that committee.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy being?
That was the best committee I was on.
Why was that?
Because we did great oversight all the time. We met twice a week, 3 or 4 hours at a time. We had the intelligence community. We had the NSA. You know, we had every aspect there telling us what they were doing all the time. They're the most oversighted branch of the federal government.
You were there just to collect information?
We went out and visited NSA. You know, I did all the stuff you're supposed to do to make sure you're not getting lied to.
So that was your mission?
Yeah. Trust but verify.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. And we've got a great intel community. I mean, half of what Snowden says isn't true.
Tell us who Snowden is.
Snowden is the guy that leaked all the information, that was a contractor for NSA and stole a bunch of material. But his interpretation and what he's done with it, half of it isn't accurate. Some of it's accurate. But he hurt us immensely in terms of our ability to protect ourselves.
He put people in harm's way?
He put people in harm's way. He shut down major programs. They had to be withdrawn so our technology wouldn't be lost.
He should be in America.
He should be hung.
Should be hung.
As a traitor.